I tried farting into the microphone. It's just not going to happen. I'll shit my pants. All right. This Friday in Los Angeles, Jam in the Van. We got Dave Weasel and Friends with Mark Hayes, Faisal Lawrence, Matt Rife, Fahim Anwar, Moses Storm, Zach Vile, hosted by Kenan Kayak. Cornyn? Canceled Kaya. Canceled Kaya. And, of course, myself. You're not going to want to miss this. You go to jamminthevan.com to get your tickets. It's Friday, October 22nd. We got big swinging dicks popping in. I can't say who because they might not show up, but you never know who's going to pop in. Big names. We also got VIP packages with unlimited drink tickets for you booze pigs out there. You really want to be there because I catfished like 50 guys on Tinder with my sister's pictures and told them to meet me there. So we'll see how that goes. As always, I did that too. As always, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/valleyboyspod. Kick us $5 for booze. We take that money and we buy beer with it. This week, Brandon fucked up. He bought a 12-pack of Budweiser at 7-Eleven, walks out and gives two of them to a homeless guy.
He was a nice guy.
The holidays are getting to you.
I'm starting to get that Christmas fucking spirit inside me, goddammit.
Yeah, I remember your fucking Christmas last year, how aggravated you were. You were so mad. We were in the parking lot of Vaughn's.
Yeah.
Or Ralph's, whatever. And Brandon dropped his key, and he went, "Christ!" And then we're trying to get in there, and the crowds are huge just at the grocery store. This is Christmas Eve. We're trying to get in the grocery store, and Brandon goes, "Out of the way! I need to go home and celebrate the birth of Christ! Christ!" Anyways, this week we had What the Fuck Kyle buy us a beer. You remember him?
Sure.
We met him, or you met him. About a year ago when he was in L.A. Great dude. I used to work with that guy at the place that shall not be named on air with Tay.
Yeah.
And on his first or second day, Tay yelled at us over nothing. You know, just some stupid shit that he probably fucked up on. And he sent us packing. Like, he kicked us out for the day. So we went to this South African football bar. By football, I mean rugby. And got pretty drunk. And it was awesome. Thanks a lot, Kyle. And our gay dad this week, I'm not reading anybody that just bought us one beer. You can come back and give us more. Is Natasha. That is our gay dad who bought us the most beers. That is at Silly Ooper. Thanks a lot, whoever you are.
Fucking Tasha, yeah. From fucking Michigan.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, she is a Silly Ooper. She's she's fucking hilarious. Yeah, from the great state of Michigan.
I wouldn't call it a great state at all.
Well, it's fantastic when you're outside of certain areas.
What do they even have there besides shitty water and gun violence?
Nothing. Like, when you get up north, nothing. It's fantastic. Especially no fucking loudmouth Canadians burping into the fucking microphone.
Sorry.
They're all fucking flooding into Detroit for their fucking cheap shoes and their...
Yeah, we scuff them up. Yeah. That is a real thing. But I was in Detroit years ago. Well, I was there relatively recently in the last few years. Nothing crazy happened. But a long time ago, I was there. And me and, you know, some other white boys, we were in the wrong part of town in a car all together. And sure enough, the fucking guy driving was shaved his head bald because he went bald at 19. So he just fucking bicked it, you know.
Yeah.
But that doesn't look too good. And we're sitting at this red light. And there's these real rough looking dudes on the sidewalk. They're kind of mead mugging us a bit. And we're just staring straight ahead. You know, where it's like a witch told us, if you look to the right, you're going to turn into a frog. That's how fucking adamant we were about keeping our head straight. And then these two women that were with them start fighting. And the fight kind of spills out into the streets. And the one woman grabs the other one's wig and throws it into oncoming traffic.
Fuck.
And she starts going, I'm not going to do the Detroit accent, the Midwestern accent, because that might sound bad, but she was going, my weave. My weave. My weave. And we were laughing hysterically. And we look over at the gangsters. They're laughing hysterically. And it was one of those moments where, you know, when girls fight at a bar, friends become enemies with the guys. You're just all enjoying the show. It was just like that. Us and the gangsters, we were all laughing and, like, you know, high-fiving each other with our eye contact.
Yeah.
It was a great moment.
See, you guys ended racism right there.
I didn't say what race they were.
Oh, yeah.
You inferred that.
You painted a hell
because
of a...
Because you're racist.
Yeah, you painted a hell of a picture, bud.
Nah, you're racist. You're racist.
God.
Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't eat. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food. You guys know me. I'm the keto boy now. But I realized I can't really eat anything good anymore. But luckily, I found Magic Spoon. This cereal has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. I love the variety pack, which comes with 4 amazing flavors, such as cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. My favorite tip is mixing the cocoa with the peanut butter. It tastes just like a peanut butter cup. Go to magicspoon.com/valleyboys and grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code VALLEYBOYS at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/valleyboys and use code VALLEYBOYS to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. There's big news from my favorite home security company, Simply Safe. They just launched a brand new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right, Simply Safe, the system that U.S. News and World Report names the best home security system of 2021, just got even better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. It's got an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view so you can keep watch over your entire yard. It's got 180p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like license plates, critical evidence, faces, mailmen that come in and deliver the mail inside the house to your wife when she's alone drinking wine, knowing full well she's got a thing for very thick thighs and calves from walking around delivering the mail all day. You got that on video. It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision so you can keep an eye on what's going on day or night. Say you have your adult children over for dinner. They excuse themselves to go to the backyard while you got a mouthful of Easter ham. They start plotting on how they're going to get their inheritance a little bit early. You get to say, nuh-uh, because you got it all on video and can cut them right out of your will. It's got an easy-to-remove rechargeable battery so it doesn't need an outlet that can go anywhere on your property. This camera has it all, and it integrates your Simply Safe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means that every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be too. To learn more about this exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/valleyboys. That's SimpliSafe.com/valleyboys. What's more, Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service for free when you enroll in the interactive monitoring. And again, that's simplysafe.com/valleyboys. Speaking of Florida. No, Florida's the land of tolerance and acceptance.
As long as you're a straight, white, Christian male, absolutely.
You can
you're
get
welcome.
Away with anything.
Yeah, you're welcome in the state of Florida.
All right, let's do the Florida Man. Explain the rules real quick.
Dun-dun-dun. America's favorite game show. Okay, this is Florida, California, or Canada man or woman. We are inclusive on this show. I'm going to read 3 headlines to Dave. He has to guess whether this hooligan is from California, Florida, or Canada. This is not a process of elimination. Any of these... Jackals can end up anywhere in the game again. Dave, are you ready to play, sir?
Yes. Let's get this shit over with.
All right, first one. Mom who received $4.9 million after police killed her son, arrested for buying guns for other son and gang members. Was this Florida, California, or Canada woman?
Ooh, it stinks like Florida, like any of these headlines. However, it depends how many guns she bought. And it depends how much of that 4-point-whatever million she spent on guns. Because if it was, if she spent the whole thing on guns, she'd be able to buy like 3 in Canada. You know what I mean? Because you got to get them on the black market. Like those AR, whatever the fucks.
AR-15s, you can buy those at the fucking store.
Here? Yeah, you can buy it at Walmart.
Yeah, well, not in California.
You can plop yourself onto a scooter and load it up with ARs.
Yeah, not this shithole state, but, you know, a fucking glorious place like Florida, absolutely.
Sure, or if you're in California, I'm not going to give you tips on how to get one, but it's very easy to get one. But in Canada, I'm eliminating Canada because, yeah, she would have to spend her whole settlement on that. I'm going Florida. Just reeks of Florida. Mom of the year.
And it was California.
Damn it. See, that was the thing. That she got in trouble for it. In Florida, she'd be given the Mom of the Year award.
In fairness, I'll give you half credit because it was Fresno, California.
Okay, the Florida of California. Got it.
Yeah, so like, yeah, for those of you not familiar, Fresno, Bakersfield, that's kind of the Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama area of California.
Sacramento's a shithole, too.
Yeah, it's not the greatest place. It's like some bullshit state like Delaware.
Yeah, but with meth.
Yeah, oh, they got meth there. You know, I mean, look how Joe Biden turned out.
Oh, yeah, the president's from there. He's got leg hair.
Or at least Hunter.
All right.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, anyhow, yeah, Florida, 14-year-old son, Lopez, the mother, faces 22 felony counts. Because, you know, she was trying to be a good mom and help protect her other child. Anyhow, moving on. Second headline of the evening we have. Man wielding sword sets fire in roadway, floods booking office after arrest, police say. Was that California, Florida, or Canada man?
He flooded the booking office, like where they brought him to after he was arrested?
Yeah, he's kind of like the fucking Captain Planet's Planeteers.
Sword?
He's like the and Planeteers. Fire? He's like fire, water, yeah. Earth.
Yeah. Captain Planet, right?
Yeah.
That's what they were called, the Planeteers?
Yeah.
God, the 90s. Come on.
It was the early 90s. Everyone was on drugs, including the people that made that show.
Oh, dude. Those guys who wrote Ninja Turtles? They were all on, I don't know. I don't know for sure. But a Canadian was on that show. Yeah. And he told me drugs were involved. But anyways, I am going with Florida because, of course.
That's sound reasoning, sir. Yeah, that's a solid dissertation. Well thought out. Well explained. And you are absolutely right.
Of course.
And it's a place of all, it's called Titusville, of all places. Like that, a place named Titusville in Florida, that's what you would expect. Some dude setting fire on the roadway and, yeah, fucking flooding the police station afterwards. Oh, God, you got to see his mugshot.
I bet Holy he did shit. It, like, when he used the sword, he was pretending it was his dick. You remember doing that when you were a kid? You took a big stick, and you're like, ah, this is my sword. And then you're like, no, it's my dick. And then that guy just continued into adulthood.
Oh, it probably Leonardo. Absolutely was. I mean, here's the opening, from the story. Authorities say when they arrived to 4 feet high flames in a Brevard County roadway, they found a man holding a sword and drinking alcohol.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
So we're off to a great start at this point.
Like, so Florida.
Absolutely.
That's a rite of passage in Florida. Was there an alligator involved?
Yeah, I'm sure one got fondled by the guy at some point.
It was probably just a Florida man, a Florida baby circumcision, you know? And that's what the sword was for. They couldn't find an alligator to chop down.
Absolutely.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, last one of the evening on my end is Man arrested after robbing same bank for second time in 3 days. Was this mental giant from Florida, California, or Canada?
See, that's not a crazy person. That's more of a dumb person. And dumb criminals are everywhere.
Yeah, like a crazy guy would go into the same bank and, like, pull his dick out and hold that out as a gun and, like, you know, threaten to fire that off or something like
sure.
that. But yeah, dumb people. He's like, well, I fucking robbed this place once. Why can't I do it again?
Well, I'm not going to say who. I ain't saying who. But someone in my, like, extended family married a dude who was in prison for 10 years for robbing banks in Canada. And he had one of them neck tattoos, you know what I mean?
Oh, shocker.
And I met him at Christmas, and I was specifically instructed not to ask about it. The problem with Christmas shit is there's booze involved.
Yeah, generally.
You know, and so I got drunk, and I said, what the fuck? And he said, yep, I would rob banks. The same, not the same branch, or sorry, not the same like individual, yeah, the same branch, but he would rob the same, say it was Wells Fargo, but just different ones. And his method was he'd walk in there with a hat and sunglasses and a note, and he'd walk out with 10 grand in cash. You know, he got caught.
God.
His mom, doing his laundry, found the packet that exploded all over him.
Jesus Christ.
Turned his ass in 10 years. Anyways, so for that reason, I'm going Canada.
No, actually, yeah, we're with California man now.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, hard to believe the guy who got the neck tattoo is you know, making horrible life decisions at that point. I would not have guessed.
You'd never know it.
Yeah.
You'd never know it. Okay, so California man robs the same bank twice in 3 days.
Yeah. So yeah, this is in Fountain Valley, which is down in, I don't know, I think it's Orange County, California.
Ugh.
Something like that.
He was probably just trying to make a withdrawal, you know?
Probably. Yeah, from the entire bank. He's like, well, this worked. Why not?
He probably went to the bank and was like, I need to withdraw my Orange County money. And they're like, you can only take out 60 grand a day, sir. And he's like, fine, give me 60 grand. And he comes back a little bit later. He's like, just give me the rest of it, you fuck. And then they just give him the whole bank. And he's like, just take it off my tab.
Yeah.
He comes back a couple days later, bypasses the initial $60,000 withdrawal. Give me the whole bank. And they're like, ah, we know who you are. Got you this time.
Well, yeah, and with that kind of moxie, you can imagine the guy tried it before, which he did down in San Diego. But, hey, he's being booked into an Orange County jail where he's being held on $170,000 bail. At least he's got the money to afford it.
Oh, nice. See, I wonder how that works. If you are if you're arrested for bank robbery or some shit, like, or like robbing a train, and they hold you on bail for that. By the way, I thought California got rid of cash bail, but anyways. Are you allowed to pay with like with $100 bills painted with those packets that exploded on them?
If I were, yeah, I would just tell him I'm a painter, I'm an art teacher or something.
Right, yeah.
Anything. He's like, no, that $1,000 I stole, but the other $999,000, that was mine. I already had that.
Yeah, just, that was money from my mattress.
It just got spray painted by the other shit from the bank.
Because then how could they confiscate it if it's held by the court? I don't know. They'll find a way, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised California wouldn't just take it. Well, they probably took it anyways, but.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that's it. I think you got one or two of them. I can't remember. I'm getting drunk at this point, so.
I don't think I. No, I got the Florida one. All right.
The real winner is the audience.
So, Brandon's. I'm going to read three headlines. Brandon has to guess if it came from Florida, Iowa, his shitty state. He's wearing a Hawkeyes shirt right now.
Go Hawkeyes, 5-0, 6-0.
College football doesn't matter.
Number two in the country.
Yeah, I bet. Iowa is the number two of the country. Do you know what Iowa is number one? Calm down. Don't clip the microphone. Anyways, Iowa is number one in dildos.
Really now?
Yeah, I read that on the radio. Read that? Maybe I am drunk.
Well, shit, maybe enough of them have been listening to the show and you tell them to go fuck themselves. Maybe they literally did.
But on one of those radio, internet radio things, Sirius satellite, they said Iowa is number one in dildos. I don't know what that means. I thought maybe you could elaborate on that. I don't know if it's in sales. I don't know if it's in production. I don't know if there's just that many human dildos just walking around. But Iowa is number one on dildos.
Well, now you have to remember, before the widespread, no pun intended, availability of dildos, Iowa was number one in corn. Now, corn wasn't entirely grown just for the purpose of food.
It was to fuck yourself. Farmer's daughter.
Saying, yeah, there's a reason you can always find a cob of corn and a stick of butter in any good Iowan's house.
All right, we're going to do my headlines now. We don't want to hear about your Christmases. I mean, my holidays. It wasn't even Christmas. That's a funny thing. I just say it. But it was a holiday. Having the bank robber. Anyways, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. Here's the first headline. Woman, yes, in sumo wrestler suit assaulted her ex-girlfriend in gay pub after she waved at a man dressed as a Snickers bar. Iowa, Florida, or Canada?
See, like, yeah, my top two would have to be either Florida, just because of the absurdity of all that shit going on, mm-hmm, or Canada. Like, you know, they're supportive of gay domestic abuse.
Whoa. Everywhere is supportive of gay domestic abuse. Apparently it's pretty prevalent in that community. Not to speak ill of it, just look, I saw a statistic.
Well, now there you go with your facts, Dave.
Anyway,
this is 2021.
If the guy is dressed as a Snickers bar, it's obviously Halloween. It's not that weird.
No, but all the other headlines make it sound like a Saturday Night Live skit if Saturday Night Live were still funny. I got to go Florida with this one.
You are wrong, sir.
God damn it.
This is Iowa.
Fuck.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh, fucking college town. Okay.
Yep. She had one too many corn cobs and got angry about it. Or maybe not enough. Maybe that was it. But yeah, man, I got a question. Is dressing up as a sumo wrestler in one of those, you know, giant inflatable sumo costumes, is that cultural appropriation? Again, it doesn't say this woman's heritage. Because
no,
it's not racial. It's more of a nationality aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously sumo's rooted in Japanese culture, but I mean, as we've learned in this country, that you can be racist towards Asians and nobody cares in this country, apparently. So I guess cultural appropriation wouldn't count either.
Mm. Anyways, I was just grasping at straws there. Here's a good one.
Yes.
Man arrested for attempting to barbecue child molesters. Florida, Iowa, or Canada?
Man.
Barbecuing child molesters.
God, see, now that seems like something they would do in Iowa, right? Because they, you know, obviously you can be a lesbian fighting over a fictional Snickers bar in a sumo suit. There's a lot of crazy shit you can get away with in Iowa. Domestic abuse, drunk driving, fucking a cow. But when you start molesting children, that's where they fucking take aim. So I'm going to say Iowa.
You would be incorrect once again.
God damn it.
This is Florida.
I mean, you know what? Coin flip, really. But I just, you know.
This is, I only have the headline here. Dr. Rachel, the veterinarian who sent us the beer, or the money for the beer we bought that we got way too fucked up on because it was 9%.
Yeah, shout out to that chick.
Well, she's sort of a doctor. She's a veterinarian. You know what I mean?
I understand. I got a story about that for another time, but anyhow.
Is there a doctor on the plane? And she's like, yeah, if you got an emotional support dog, I could put my thumb in his butt. No, I'm just a piece of shit. I love saying shit to make people mad. Thanks for the beer, Dr. Rachel, in the headline. All right.
Take your thumb out of that dog's butt.
This one's kind of fucked.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Bear with me on this. It's a long one.
Bear with you.
Nurse who claimed she was secretly hypnotized at work, causing her to fart against her will, loses lawsuit after she was fired for refusing to see a psychiatrist. Did that happen in Florida, Iowa, or Canada?
All right, this one's an easy one, and I know this one 100%. And the only reason why I know the answer is because she worked for an employer who actually encouraged her to receive medical attention, okay. And that would not happen in the U.S. This was okay. Canada, yes. Woman.
Yeah. But still, how hilarious is that story, though, where this woman was hypnotized at a work party, and the hypnotist made her fart.
Oh, wait, this was a work party.
Yeah, so it happened. Like, it happened where she farted. She was farting in front of everybody at the Christmas party where, you know, neck tattoo was and corn on the cob or whatever. And she's insisting that it stayed with her. Whenever she hears a low-frequency sound, a specific low-frequency sound, it causes her to fart. And when she complained to her bosses about it, they said that they referred her to the occupational health team, which she refused. So then she was suspended and then fired. And she tried to sue them, saying, hey, you fired me for no reason. You're the one who makes me fart all over the place.
So wait, now did like the company like hire this person for the party to like perform these tricks
and shit? Yeah.
Dude, so how the fuck does that suit get thrown out? Like, they fucking hire this person, and, like, unless you can prove unequivocally that hypnotism is bullshit, which it's not, because we know the military does it, and, you know, other fuck, it's used in other aspects of therapy and shit like that. How the fuck can you fucking dispute this woman's claims? Unless, like, I don't know, it's hard for her to just, like, force wind out of her ass, I guess.
Yeah, dude, I was just having this conversation with somebody about hypnotism, how it's fucking weird that somebody can do that with their voice, how they can just make you fall asleep. They can, like, you can go to a hypnotist and you walk out of there, you walk in a chain smoker, you walk out repulsed by cigarettes. You never want one again. Your body doesn't even go through the withdrawals. So the story goes. They have infinite powers, if that's the case. You know what I mean? Like, that is the equivalent of witchcraft. Now, here's the thing. What if that's what they're fucking doing to us in television, in advertisements? Isn't that a fucking scary thought? Like, you want to hire the best ad team? You don't go to some dipshit agency that has words like turnkey on their website. You hire a hypnotist. You're like, you do the voice. Make people buy the new Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, and the guy's standing in the background on the street as a car drives by, and he's, like, swinging a watch and shit, you know? So, like, you're watching that dude. Fuck, baby. You know who we need to ask is our CIA contact. I guarantee you that shit happened in the fucking CIA.
Old man Blackburn?
Old man Blackburn. That motherfucker's going to know what's up.
He spilled a lot of dirt on our podcast about that. Remember when he was talking about Bin Laden's porn collection, and then shortly thereafter they were like, okay, so here's his porn collection. I'm not saying that we were the reason they released it or released the information that they had it, but it's kind of a wild coincidence how he was on our podcast talking about it, and then like a month later they were like, yeah, he had porn. Here's what it is.
Yeah, breaking news. Yeah, we should get into journalism. The whole podcast thing doesn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. We'll find all the terrorist porn, and we'll talk about it on this podcast.
We'll be the Jerry Springer of Woodward and Bernstein.
Didn't he say it was like ankles and shit? Or am I making that up?
The calves of goats and ankles of the...
It's funny because we literally live in the porn capital of the universe, the San Fernando Valley. Like, something ridiculous, like 80% of all professionally made porn is made within a 5-mile radius of where we are speaking right now.
Dude, that's a funny thing about, like, sexual attraction. Well, like a lot of things in life, if you live over in that part of the world, seeing a bare ankle very well might, like, just, you know, pop that boner right out of your pants. Me, I've seen enough porn in my life at this point that, like, I need to see the dude being, like, tied up with saran wrap so he can't move around and being choked with his own necktie while he's getting, like, jerked off with a chick who's wearing a glove that's got sandpaper glued onto it just so I can get off.
Now, see, at least that's still porn. The most fucked up shit that's porn to people is shit that isn't even porn. You know what I mean? Like, they gotta watch flowers getting run over by a lawnmower or some shit.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Like, yeah. That's the ultimate. That's when you go too far into it.
Yeah, was that
where you come out the other side, you know?
That was going to be part of Jessica's foot palace, right? Yeah, where, like, you're dipping your feet in Jello and shit, and they're like, oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, squish it between your toes. Fuck yeah. Oh.
Jessica's foot palace, if you don't recall. shut up. The pandy was hard on us all. So, you know, me, I haven't had, like, a job in a long time other than farting on a stage, but I wanted to start an OnlyFans during the pandy as Jessica, because I've been told I have dainty feet, and so I thought, okay, Jessica's foot palace is
and
a catchy
arms
name
and hands and
whatever,
neck
whatever
and chest and sorry, go ahead,
stop looking at me like that, man. I'm not porn,
sorry.
Well, because OnlyFans wouldn't let me. That was the thing, is like I signed up as Jessica and put up shave my legs and paint up my nails type of thing. I'm stepping on, like, raw hamburger meat. And then OnlyFans one day says, hey, send us your ID. And I said, okay, here it is. It's me, Dave. They're like, get out of here, quote, unquote, Jessica. I was rejected from OnlyFans. For the record, I didn't actually make any content, nor did I post it, because I wasn't allowed to. But I tried.
You know what? Don't feel bad, man. Like, I saw a story of a very, very attractive female wrestler recently who just got her second notice of, what's the word I'm looking for? Disqualification. That's more of a wrestling term.
Canceled?
Yeah. Like, she wasn't accepted for the second time. She applied twice and got denied twice by OnlyFans. And she is a very attractive lady. Like, she's the type of, like, lady that you'd want on OnlyFans.
Well, what's she posting on there? Is she, like, watch me go and adopt this shelter dog and just punch it a bunch of times or some weird shit?
No. There's other wrestlers female wrestlers who probably do that. Not her. No, she didn't even get the chance to show off her goods. You know, unless you actually saw her on TV when she was wrestling. But yeah, they didn't even give her the opportunity to, like, open up. Chelsea Green was her name, like Chelsea Green's Foot Palace. And this was an actual, like, woman. So don't feel so bad.
Yeah, OnlyFans rejected me. Whatever. I don't know. That's a weird thing about OnlyFans sort of humbled the blossoming actress. Actor. That's a line you always hear from people that are like, I'm going to make it big. And if not, I'll just do porn. Ha ha ha. I'm so funny. And it's like, no, you won't. No one's going to pay you to do that.
Right.
The line to do porn is like almost as long as it is to do movies.
Yeah, well, we had Aaliyah Janine on, like, I was asking her about that, and, like, yeah, it sounded like a dumb question at the time, like, you know, what does it take for women to get in the industry, and, like, yeah, ha-ha, you know, like, yeah, be a woman and show up, but, yeah, that's the thing about L.A., like, even the rejected actresses, if you're a rejected actress in L.A., which vast majority of them, yeah, if you're hot in L.A., guaranteed there's at least a fucking another dozen chicks within fucking a block's radius who are even hotter and are willing to do crazier shit in porn than you are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's not the LA girls anyway. It's the Winnipeg. She doesn't hit me up anymore, thank God. But there was this woman in Winnipeg that I was casually acquainted with. And once I moved to LA, she wouldn't stop bugging me. Like DMing me and shit. And then she's like, I think we're soulmates. And I was like, no, we're not. I don't even believe in that shit. But even if I did, no, we're not. And she's like, I'm going to be an actress. She's like, older than me, you know?
Gross.
Well, no, no, no. I mean, like, she's already 40 or some shit, and she's talking about how...
Oh, she's right up my alley.
...moved to L.A. to make it big as an actress. And she's like, and if not, I'll do porn. I'm like, no, you won't. Good luck with that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're one and the same. But that's... Yeah, so she's 40, but she's also... Or whatever, however the fuck old she is now. But... there's no shortage of... In L.A., when it comes to age, every single person will tell you that they look younger. You could say nothing. You could be checking out your shit at CVS. You know, buying your prescriptions. Maybe get a couple Snickers bars. Mm-hmm. Maybe a sumo suit. I don't know. And the cashier is going to be like, okay, is that all for you today? By the way, I look a lot younger than I actually am. You're like, I didn't ask anything. I don't know what the fuck. And then they ask you, hey, don't I look... And this isn't male, this isn't female, or this is everybody. Everybody thinks they look younger than they are in LA. It's a curse. And on one hand, I kind of think that of myself, but it's because I'm fat. If you're overweight, you can't say I look younger, because if I shaved every hair off my body, you wouldn't fucking know if I was 16 or 40. You wouldn't know if I was male or female.
Actually, I'm still not sure now,
you just
even
see
though
this,
you
like,
just had a birthday.
Shaved bald turtle. You know, like.
That's the thing about LA, man. Like, everyone, for whatever reason, feels like they need to have a fucking headshot out here. I was over on Santa Monica Boulevard. There's a financial advisor. He's got a billboard for his business, and he's got three different headshots on his fucking billboard.
On the one headshot, the three different ones.
No, it's like three different headshots across the entirety of the billboard.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a financial advisor. Come in and see me. And I'm like, what about this? I really, this tells me that, like, I don't know, you're good at wasting money, not really
preserving
it. Does
it show his range of emotion? Like, is he sad in one picture and, like, really happy and wearing a sailor suit in the other?
No, the whole fucking thing is pointless. Like,
is his website OnlyFans?
It very well might be, but, like, he has the same, like, I'm currently getting an unenthusiastic hand job, partial smile on his face across all his pictures. So, like, everyone, the comedians, like you said, every one of you guys have your fucking headshots.
Not me.
Nobody shows up. You got your one with your hat and all that on your flyer and all that. But
it's a picture. It's barely a headshot.
Yeah, but you know what I mean when you see the advertisement. Like, we're in L.A., so, like, you know, social media bombards us with all this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody shows up to the comedy show thinking that you're going to fucking, you know, see, like, you know, America's Next Top Model, who happens to be America's Next Top Comedian as well.
Except Matt fucking Rife.
Yeah.
The fuck? And he's like 25 or some shit.
Oh, I'd fuck him, and I'm not even gay. Like, I...
Oh, yeah. Well, he looks like a GQ model, but with the brain of a GQ model. I don't know. Brain of a comedian. No, that guy is awesome, and it's unfair that he gets everything. Even his youth.
Some guys have all the luck, but yeah, like, point being, man, like, everybody, like, tries to convince you that you're younger than they are out here.
That's why we need voice comments on social media, and I feel like I'm the reason they don't have it.
Yeah,
because when Facebook was tinkering with it or whatever the fuck, like, this is years ago, but they were like, we're experimenting with voice comments, and right away I posted on the other internet. I'm like, I can't wait till I do that so I could fart on everyone's selfie. You can be sure as fucking shit I would. There are not enough farts in the day. Like, when I eat apples, I fart. That's how I get out of meetings. Is right before a meeting, I'm like, I'm eating six apples. You better keep this quick. There are not enough apples in the world to keep me, like, gassed up enough to fart on all of the selfies I see that I need to fart on.
But that's got to be a great feeling, though, knowing that you're the reason that Facebook shut down a feature. They're like, oh, this sounded great until Dave Weasel got a hold of it.
Nah, you see, that's just me reaching. But yeah, I could dream. Anyways, that's exactly what it would be used for. It would be pure abuse. It's just like, oh, Twitter has a new feature. I don't know what the fuck it is even. But everybody's like, hey, we want an edit button. And here's what I said. I'm like, you fucking idiots. They're never, ever going to have an edit button on Twitter. Like, where you could tweet something and then change it.
Yeah.
Because someone's going to say, retweet a few love puppies. And one's going to retweet it. And then he's going to change it to, retweet if the Holocaust never happened. No, that's just going to happen all the time. And people are like, well, they have it on Facebook or whatever. Facebook isn't as public as Twitter. And no one, and they could be like, well, you could have a little note that says it was edited. No one reads that shit. You know, nope. All it takes is a screenshot that says, like, George Clooney retweeted that the Holocaust never happened, you know, because that's what'll be on his fucking page.
You know what you could do theoretically is you could add that feature in, but if you edit the tweet, it would have to keep the edit in and it would eliminate all the likes on it.
Well, that was what people have been saying. Fine. But in the meantime, that's what it's going to be used for. So like it cancels out all retweets, cancels out everything.
Wait, what's the problem with that one though?
With eliminating all the engagement on it? Nothing. But at that point you may as well just fucking delete it and retweet and do it again.
Yeah, well, God knows I've done it enough.
Yeah, me too. Like I've tweeted something, oh shit, I spelled that wrong or whatever. Delete, tweet again. And yeah, some fucking asshole's like, you didn't do that right the first time. And I'm always like, fuck you. And I have a secret Twitter account, you know, Mave Weasel. That guy's been suspended so many times. No, I don't do that. I just, whatever. I don't know, man. LA's a buzzin'. It's a buzzin'. Dodgers won tonight.
Well, no fucking shit. We heard their fucking victory parade, the goddamn sirens that you can hear for fucking miles down the road, and the goddamn ghetto bird that's been flying overhead all night shouting out commands at people. God knows there's cars flipped over on fire, fireworks fucking going off. It's the entire embodiment of a city of that Florida man. There's fires going in the streets. There's police stations being flooded. Goddamn Captain Planet's being summoned somewhere in this fucking city at this point right now.
You know, I'm 36 years old. You'd never know it because I wear a hat all the time, but I got a full head of hair and I want to keep it that way. That's why I'm trying out Keeps. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. You get convenient virtual doctor consolidations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. And that means you're not leaving your house. They are low-cost treatments that start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions as well. They have discreet packaging and proven results. You know, 2 out of 3 of us guys will experience some form of hair loss by the time they are 35. Use Keeps to help. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. There are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers them both. Guys, prevention is key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/valleyboys to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's right. That's keeps.com/valleyboys to get your first month free. Company making the next generation for toys for intimacy. Founded by a sex educator and an engineering whiz, Dame develops its products with the help of real humans and couples like you. Their mission is to make adding toys to the bedroom less intimidating and more accessible to create better intimate experiences for all. Dame's easy-to-use products are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love. Earning glowing press from the New York Times, Wired, W Magazine, and many more. Whether you're looking to enhance intimacy or try something new with your partner, or give her a gift to encourage self-exploration, Dame has a toy that's sure to please. If you're unsure of what you're looking for, you could take their product quiz for product suggestions tailored to you and your partner. And the best part, Dame offers 3-year warranties and hassle-free returns within 60 days, so satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Go to dameproducts.com/valleyboys today for 15% off site-wide. Again, that's dameproducts.com/valleyboys for 15% off site-wide.
At first, I was like, I want the Dodgers to win. But then I don't want to compete with the Dodgers in performing. Like, if I got a show going on, I don't want people at home watching the game. So I was hoping they would lose. So people would come to the show. But whatever. You know what I did as a I'm using one of them bots that automatically likes tweets within LA.
Yeah.
And if you follow me on Twitter, if you follow me for the first time, you'll get a message that's automated, obviously. It says, hey, come to the show. The thing is, when you cast a wide net like that, you get everybody in LA, and it's a lot of it's porn. So many guys who just post pictures of their butts, and including this one guy who's like 50-something years old. He's replied to me saying, oh, come to my show. With, do you want a sugar daddy? And I want to take the most respectful way of saying yes. In a way that doesn't backfire on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, take the most respectful way of saying yes without taking that dick.
Right, that too. I mean, like, that was a fantasy. We talked about this before. No,
that was a fantasy for you?
No.
Having a sugar daddy?
Brett, stop. It was about the idea of a free lunch. Remember that? We talked about it a couple episodes ago where high school students or whatever are like, what's your goals? What's your dreams? And then some of them are like, I want to be a fireman. And some of them are like, I want some rich guy to pay for my shit and I don't have to do anything. And we're like, idiot. Anyways, now I'm kind of the idiot because that's my fantasy, is to have someone pay for shit and I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, since that guy sent me that message.
Yeah, well, it sounds like your free lunch is going to be Italian sausage.
All right, we're going to do the whirlwind. We're taking an ad break. Buy whatever shit it is. We're back. Brandon was out there blasting out a quote-unquote septuplet of farts.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I'm just glad that you're not doing it into the microphone like I tried earlier, but I didn't force it because I would have shit my pants.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to do the whirlwind.
Let's do it.
Not out of your butt.
Oh, well, fuck.
We're going to read out some of these headlines, and you let me know what you think. So, California bans secret condom removal during sex and enhances punishment for spousal rape. What do you think of that, Brandon?
You know, yes, absolutely, because if for no other reason, taking the condom off can lead to procreation, and God knows I'm against that.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for, like, the thing is, in California, like, people don't really use condoms anyway, so you should be secretly putting one on.
Right.
You know, what's the punishment for that, where she's like, no, don't bother with that shit. By the way, anyone says they're allergic to latex, say prove it.
Absolutely, man.
You're fucking lying. But so yeah, secretly put one on. So Tennessee doctors who spread COVID-19 vaccine misinformation could lose their licenses.
But why? Again, you're going to like have patients that are going to die. The ones that don't are going to build up a natural immunity that's stronger than the vaccine.
Oh God.
How could you not fucking love that? That's science right there, buddy.
Okay. Regardless of Brandon's satirical take on that.
I was an EMT for 3 years. Trust me, I was a medical professional.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like it should branch out to are the nurses. Nurses who do that shit, and they do get fired. You see these nurses all the time on TikTok. They're like, they're making me wear a mask, but they can't make me wear a mask, or however the song goes.
The nurses are fucking crazy. That's why they become nurses. They're like just batshit crazy, and it's the only profession where people tolerate it because they fucking need more of them.
Nurses?
Yes. They're fucking nuts.
Nurses, hairstylists, and vet techs.
Yes.
They're all nuts.
Every last one of them.
Well, they like partying, and, you know. What's funny is, like, nurses, you want to talk about a wide net, like, you get every type of walk of life doing that job.
I have never had the opportunity to be laid more in my life than during the period where I worked around nurses for a year. Now, granted, I fucked it up because I, you know, I'm not good with women. But if I were even, like, not mildly retarded, I could have fucking banged more queef in that year than I probably would the entirety of the rest of my life.
I'm sorry, bang more what did you say?
Bang more queef.
All right, next headline. Mexico City to swap Columbus statue for one of indigenous woman.
Mexico had a Columbus statue.
Yep.
Shall we go down the history trail on that one?
Mm-hmm. He didn't step foot anywhere near Mexico, but they had one of them.
No, but well, never mind.
With all these statues of these shitty dudes, or however you feel about it, I think we should just have statues of fictitious people, like Homer Simpson. Why isn't there a Homer statue? Or like who's that guy that they had the statue of that they cut the head off? Jebediah Springfield. Next headline. Black real estate agent and his black clients file lawsuit after being handcuffed by police during home showing. What's your think about that, Brandon?
Did they try not resisting?
Resisting what?
Well, obviously, they're being arrested. I mean, the police...
They were handcuffed.
The police obviously had probable cause. What were they doing?
All right. So you're in this mode. I'll tell you what they were doing. Somebody was selling their house, hired a black real estate agent to sell the house who had black clients who were looking at the house, and some fucking neighbor asshole called the cops who showed up and said, "What are you guys doing here?" They explained the situation, and they put them all in handcuffs.
Was the neighbor's name Karen?
I tell you this much, it's a great way to learn not to move into that neighborhood, regardless of your race. They should just blacklist that whole neighborhood. No pun intended.
Jesus.
Anyways, last one.
Yes.
Parents want high school principal removed for listening to Iron Maiden, but the students rally behind her.
It's fucking rock and roll high school, man. Fucking rock on. So what's the deal with the parents? Is this, buttfuck Kentucky or something?
Yeah, let's say that. Again, all I have is a headline. But apparently there's pictures of, like, just from the headline, you see this woman who really likes Iron Maiden doing the, like, rock on sign. It doesn't say what type of high school it is.
It's Kentucky.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a Christian school.
But the parents
school.
Want her removed because she likes Iron Maiden. And the kids are like, fuck off.
Well, I'm sorry, did you pull this headline out of like 1992 or what
yeah,
the
no
fuck?
Yeah, no shit, yeah.
Do you Tipper Gore's going to show up to deliver a speech on the delinquency of our youth? Holy shit.
All right. Brandon, tell them where to find us online.
All right, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at El Oso Blanco 69. You can find Dirty Dave at Twitter and Instagram at Dave Weasel, at Valley Boys Pod on Twitter, at Valley Boys Podcast on Instagram.
All right, make sure you come to my show. Get your tickets at jamintheVan.com. October 22nd, Friday, October 22nd, Dave Weasel and Friends. It starts at 9:30, so you have time to go out and party. Hit up your key party, Swingers Orchy, whatever you got going on. You'll be done by then. Don't give yourself too much credit. Come by after. We got VIP packages if you want to drink nonstop booze. That's fine. I mean, within reason. You know, you're not going to be overserved, but you get unlimited booze. Anyways, from Reseda, California, say goodnight, Brandon.
Save some of that orgy for me. Good night.